want to ask you here on the stage tonight, do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
That's Donald Trump at today's U.S. presidential debate following his suggestions that the election is rigged. We're now less than 3 weeks out from the election, and today's debate saw Trump and Hillary Clinton face off for a third and final time. Dr. Gorana Gurgic is a lecturer in U.S. politics at the United States Study Center. She spoke to The Wire's Bonnie Parker and broke down the winners and losers of the debate.
Hillary Clinton has certainly come out as the candidate who is confident in her policy vision, in explaining how she would execute her vision once in office. On the other hand, Donald Trump has basically, after the first half an hour or so, or even less, went into a bit of that spiral that we've seen already in the first debate, especially with the kind of personal attacks, with being at times quite inappropriate or making these quips that he's known for. So I would say, in terms of who was more presidential and who would be more convincing as the next president of the United States, I think Hillary Clinton has emerged as the winner.
How does it compare to the previous two debates?
In terms of the immediate debate that preceded this one, I would say that what Donald Trump hasn't been maybe as able to do is to try to go after Hillary Clinton or to try to make her seem more on the defense. In terms of the substance, I would say we have seen maybe more of the kind of pressing on certain issues, especially I would say around Hillary Clinton with regards to her emails, which both the moderator and Donald Trump were insistent on, with that coming out more strongly than before.
Were there any key points that might have a significant impact on the campaign?
I think that one big takeaway from this debate is Donald Trump's insistence on the question of electoral integrity. I think that this is something that we should not understate and we should not gloss over as an issue of grave concern. For a democracy to function, we have to have candidates who do believe in the legitimacy of the system and the way that the electoral process works. Donald Trump keeps on undermining that. And I think that this is one of the things that's very dangerous for American democracy or for what happens on November 9th. So for me, the moment when Donald Trump actually said that he would keep people in suspense over whether he would, you know, concede losing the elections, if that will happen on November 8th, I think this is something that's quite dangerous.
Increasingly, Republican Party members are distancing themselves from Trump. What impact do you think the debate will have on this?
In terms of their endorsement or disendorsement of Trump, we've obviously seen the most changes after that leak 2 weeks ago. But basically, after the debate, I don't think that a lot will change. I think that what has been a trend, I think, over the past couple of days or a week with the campaigns that are proceeding for the U.S. Congress is a lot of Republicans trying to do that separately to Donald Trump, provided that they are in those states where actually the overwhelming sentiment is against Trump. So I think that the debate hasn't changed that much because, if anything, a lot of the things that Trump has again insisted on in the debate would have been off-putting for some of those moderate Republicans.
Now that we've seen the third and final debate, what do we expect next in terms of the campaign?
Now that the campaign is essentially going towards home stretch, we can kind of just speculate on what the possible paths forward would be for each of the campaigns. For Hillary Clinton, what's emerged overnight and in the past couple of days with the polls really going in her favor is this idea that she might actually go for some of the kind of unexpected states, if you wish, places where she wouldn't necessarily be competitive, or Democrats wouldn't have been competitive even 4 years ago, but something that she might actually start exploring, going into states where Republicans have traditionally won or have been quite competitive, and try to make her victory as big as possible, and try to help really the kind of tipping of the balance in the Democrats' favor in the Senate. So it would be really interesting to see the way that campaign focuses the efforts, not just on swing states, but maybe on some of the states that have now emerged as potentially, you know, places where the Democrats could score some additional electoral college votes. In terms of Donald Trump, I think it's anyone's guess. I know there's been a lot of talk about the kind of scorched earth campaign. Some have said that he's basically going to go down and take everyone down with him. We are yet to see what happens. I'm sure that there will be plenty more of the rallies and the kind of shoring up the base, but I'm not sure if we have seen Donald Trump changing the songbook that he's been playing from and trying to reach out to those who might be undecided or those independents that he desperately needs if he wants to go over 270 electoral college votes.
Dr. Gorana Gergic, lecturer in U.S. politics and foreign policy at the United States Study Center at the University of Sydney, speaking with The Wire's Bonnie Parker.